Welcome to Energy Talks, a regular podcast series featuring expert discussions on power system testing, data management, cybersecurity, and important trends in the power industry. My name is Scott Williams from the podcast team at Omicron, and I will be your host. Hello, everyone. If you listened to our last episode, you joined us for a fictional but informative quiz show. With the help of our contestants, we identified which innovative features should be included in the ideal future-proof solution for power system testing. These innovative features cover the essential aspects of developing the ideal testing solution to match user requirements now and well into the future, including the latest developments in hardware, modularity, software, performance, safety, and data analysis. In this episode, I speak with Omicron product manager Michael Radler, who will introduce us to such an ideal power system testing solution, which is currently being introduced by Omicron to set new standards in power system testing. This new solution is called CPX 200. Michael will tell us how and why it was developed and describe the truly innovative and unique features that make up its overall test solution ecosystem. Hi, Michael. Congratulations on the market launch of CPX 200, and thank you for joining me for this episode of Energy Talks to tell us more about it.
Thank you, Scott. It is a real pleasure for me to be part of this podcast and to share the story behind this exciting new development.
Michael, please tell us about the development process used to create the new CPX 200. For example, what was the mission? How is this power system testing technology different? And what role did user feedback play in the process?
Well, our journey began with a very bold vision to rethink multifunctional testing and therefore to make it more flexible, intuitive, and future-proof. So as power systems grow more complex, we knew that the next generation of test devices had to go beyond better specs. They needed to be smarter, more adaptable, and truly user-centric. What sets the CPX 200 development apart is basically its modularity, software-defined capabilities, and its deep emphasis on usability. But even more important is how we build it. From day one, we engage directly with users through hands-on workshops and feedback sessions. So we didn't just ask what they wanted. We worked side by side to understand the real-world challenges they are facing. That input influenced every decision we have taken along the development process. Internally, we embraced a new way of working. Small interdisciplinary teams combining hardware, software, usability design, and customer experience. And these teams had the freedom to then responsibly think very carefully and creatively what the system should look like at the end. We have challenged assumptions and developed smarter solutions together as a team. So in the end, the CPX 200 isn't just a result of engineering. It is the result of listening, learning, and having the courage to rethink traditional approaches.
Excellent. So based on customer feedback, what type of power system testing device do users require to meet their current and especially future needs? And how did you realize this with the CPX 200?
Well, that's a great question, because today's users aren't just looking for another test device. They need a versatile and intelligent solution that adapts to evolving asset and test scenarios and the workflows without compromising on the precision, on safety, or ease of use. They are also expecting intuitive guidance, digital integration, and a streamlined testing experience that saves time and reduces the overall complexity. With the CPX 200, we set out to meet exactly those needs. It's multifunctional by design, but in a new way, built on a modular hardware platform, powered by a smart software and embedded in a connected ecosystem of accessories and data management tools. It can be precisely configured for each job, whether it is power transformer testing, current transformer testing, voltage transformer testing, or switchgear testing. It evolves alongside the user needs. And therefore, we focused heavily on workflow efficiency, guided testing, minimal setup time, and clear intuitive operation. User input was very important for us. Their daily challenges became our design criteria, and their future goals helped us to shape the system overall architecture. The result is basically a flexible, future-proof platform that grows with our users and their demands and requirements.
You use the term ecosystem when describing this ultimate user experience and innovation. Could you please tell us what is meant by ecosystem and describe CPX 200 development in terms of a broader ecosystem?
Absolutely. And ecosystem is a perfect word. Of course, everyone interprets it a little bit differently. When we think of well-designed ecosystem, companies like Apple often comes to mind, where hardware, software, and accessories work together seamlessly and intuitively. And that kind of effortless user experience was exactly what we were aiming for. Because let's face it, if something is unintuitive or frustrating to use, it won't be accepted by the users. That is why we designed every element of the CPX 200 ecosystem with the big picture in mind. Hardware and software weren't developed in silos. They were created in sync, ensuring everything fits together naturally. We also placed strong emphasis on often overlooked elements like accessories and transportation solutions. These play a huge role in daily usability, so we treated them as important as the hardware components of the product experience. So in the end, the CPX 200 ecosystem isn't just a device and some add-ons. It is a harmonized system, carefully engineered to make testing simpler, faster, and more enjoyable from start to finish.
You mentioned a few of the elements. Could you let us know what do you consider to be the elements of the CPX 200 ecosystem? And how will users experience and benefit from them?
Sure. So hardware is, of course, a key pillar of the CPX 200 ecosystem. In fact, we could fill an entire episode just talking about its innovations. That's why we have created a dedicated landing page and a keynote presentation. And therefore, you can dive directly into the detailed product materials for those who want to really dive deeper into the materials. But let me just share a few of the highlights of the product. It is basically truly multifunctional. The CPX 200 combines multiple high-performance outputs and high-precision inputs in a single device, allowing the engineer to test transformers, current transformers, and other assets in a way more easier and, let's say, more efficient compared to traditional test methods. Furthermore, we have massively reduced in weight and volume. If we just compare the system now with the traditional solutions that require, let's say, hundreds of kilos, the CPX 200 and its accessory weigh just a fraction of it, making the overall setup significantly easier for the customer and making the transportation of the system way more convenient for the users. Furthermore, we have included something which is called smart usability. From the front panel design and the LED indicators of the grounding mechanism and all the other details are really designed to support intuitive and safe handling for the users in all kind of different test scenarios. And for sure, the system is truly powerful. We have built a device that truly redefines performance. The CPX 200 can deliver up to 1000 amp AC and DC. It includes an integrated capacitance and dissipation factor measurement, as well as an insulation resistance tester up to 10 kV AC and DC. And its features are just outstanding. And therefore, from my perspective and from the feedback what we have collected, everyone was really surprised by this innovative capabilities of the system.
We have covered a lot of the most important innovations in the new CPX 200 and its surrounding ecosystem. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Thank you. And yes, maybe just one final thought from my side. What truly makes the CPX 200 special isn't just the technical innovation. It's the spirit and the mindset behind it. A deep sense of collaboration, creativity, and the courage to rethink what multifunctional testing can be. Believe me, this journey was not always straightforward, but it was driven by a shared vision and a strong belief in what we could achieve as a team and as a company. I'd like to sincerely thank everyone who contributed to this project. It has been a challenge with many ups and downs. A very special thank you goes to our company leadership for placing their trust in us and giving us the freedom to explore new paths. That kind of trust and empowerment is never taken for granted. And I would also like to acknowledge those who were part of the journey but are no longer with us. People like Reinhard Gaurig, our first project leader, who played a key role in the early days. His contributions live on in the DNA of this product and in our minds and hearts. So to everyone who shaped the CPX 200, whether still with us or part of our story in memory, thank you. This is your achievement as much as it is ours, and we are proud to carry it forward.
Well said, Michael. Thank you so much for that. Where can our listeners get more information about the new CPX 200?
Yeah, for everyone who wants to dive deeper into the CPX ecosystem, we have created and prepared a range of different marketing materials. You can visit our official landing page, where you will find details about our product, technical specification, as well as a lot of new videos. We have also published a keynote presentation that walks you through the core innovations and the thinking behind the CPX 200 ecosystem. And of course, our local Omicron team members are always happy to support with product demonstrations and trainings.
So for our listeners, you can get more information about the CPX 200 on the Omicron website at omicron.energy/CPX200 made for you. Again, that is omicron.energy/CPX200 written together, -made-for-you. Michael, thank you for joining me in this episode of Energy Talks to talk about Omicron's new CPX 200.
Scott, it has been a real pleasure talking about this exciting innovation. And I think that my friends and colleagues will give our users even more insights about this amazing new ecosystem and all its technical capabilities and new functions.
Yes, that's right, Michael. We will feature other colleagues from the CPX 200 development team in upcoming Energy Talks episodes who will talk in detail about different aspects of the CPX 200 ecosystem. Thank you again for the introduction to CPX 200, Michael.
Thank you, Scott.
And a big thank you to our audience for listening to this and other episodes of Energy Talks. We always welcome your questions and feedback. Please send us an email to podcast@omicronenergy.com. Omicron has several years of experience in power system testing, data management, and cybersecurity, and offers a matching solution for your application. For more information, visit our website at omicronenergy.com. Please join us for the next episode of Energy Talks. Goodbye for now, everyone.